Tree. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Woke up this morning, happy as could be. I looked out my window, what's that I see? Coming up the sidewalk, just as plain as day. Well, here comes trouble that I never thought I'd see since you went away. Trouble, come on in. Will you talk about heartaches? Where in the world you been? Ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Well, hello, trouble, trouble, trouble. Welcome home. A pot of coffee, and you can rest your shoes, and you can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. Well, it's just a little part of the life we've lived. Although I'd rather have a little bit of trouble than to never know the love you give. Hello, trouble, come on in. Will you talk about heartaches? Where in the world you been? Ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Trouble, 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 welcome home. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home.
Locally owned and operated, we are Rio Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw, and 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fires still blazing on both coasts. Santa Ana winds dying down in California over the weekend. That is helping with the mountain fire in Ventura County. In northern New Jersey, however, extremely dry conditions are fueling wildfires not far from New York City.
A rural area about 35 miles outside New York City, now the epicenter for rare wildfire activity. Tinderbox conditions near the New York-New Jersey state border. Fire engulfing more than 3,000 acres and counting.
ABC's Janae Norman. President Biden will open up the doors of the Oval Office on Wednesday to the man who will occupy the office next. President-elect Donald Trump pushing whoever the next Republican Senate majority leader is to allow him to make recess appointments to federal judgeships, because Trump says the confirmation process takes too long. No classes today at Tuskegee University in Alabama following an on-campus shooting during homecoming weekend. One person died. This is ABC News. In Amsterdam, dozens of pro-Palestinian demonstrators have been detained by police after defying a ban on public protests. Protests were outlawed for several days after last week's anti-Semitic violence targeting fans of an Israeli soccer club. The ban on protests has now been extended until the end of this week. A Chicago man found his long-lost mom at a local bakery.
It's the most joyful story.
Lindsay was 17 years old when she gave up her newborn son for adoption. Hunter was 35 when he learned he was adopted, so he submitted DNA results for genetic testing. Turns out he and his birth mom lived in the same neighborhood, and he was a regular customer at the bakery she owned.
It further strengthens my faith.
She was facing a health crisis, so Hunter, who had no prior baking experience, took over the bakery.
Now they're working together, says ABC's Allison Kosick. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you hear Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, you probably think of larger-than-life balloons and show-stopping performers. But this year, for the first time, you should also think of incredible deals, because Macy's is counting down to the big day with our first-ever parade of deals happening now. We have big savings on gifts, like 25 to 40% off sweaters and fleece. And every day, find new deals online all the way through the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A little breezy this morning, mostly sunny, becoming less windy this afternoon with a high of 48 today. Tonight, mostly clear, we'll drop down to 26 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 50 with scattered rain by late tomorrow night into Wednesday. If you are looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway, or maybe you're up for some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Attorney General Josh Call said Friday the State Department of Justice is prepared to defend the rights of Wisconsinites in the wake of election results. Call says if the new Trump administration attempts to use the Justice Department as a tool for vengeance, his department will act to protect the best interests of Wisconsin. Black students at UW-Madison are among many nationwide to receive racist text messages. UW-Madison police say state and federal agencies are investigating and that any student receiving such a text can fill out a harassment, discrimination, and bias report. And the Greene County Sheriff's Office says they're no longer searching for a missing kayaker who was thought to have drowned back in August. Last month, investigators learned the missing man, identified as Ryan Borgward, had been checked by law enforcement in Canada the day after he disappeared in Wisconsin. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick. Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Morning at 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer and Black River Falls, Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand, Amplify Health, Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner, and Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest jobs opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport. Dunn County taxpayers are invited to a public hearing tomorrow night at 7 p.m. to discuss the proposed 2025 Dunn County budget. The proposed 2025 tax rate would go from $483 per $1,000 of equalized value to 453, a reduction of 6.2%. Now, the budget calls for total county spending of $111.2 million and borrowing $3 million for highway projects. Again, that hearing is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Dunn County Government Center. One person was injured in a vehicle versus deer accident near Arcadia Saturday night. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, 36-year-old Jose Gonzalez was traveling on Highway 93 when he struck a deer. The vehicle then left the roadway and hit a group of trees. Gonzalez was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. It was an anniversary of service for Eau Claire's Family Resource Center. The Family Resource Center celebrated 25 years of service over the weekend. The new offices in the Oakwood Mall are much different from their first offices back in 1999. Director Jennifer Eddy says over the years, the Family Resource Center has connected hundreds of families, not just with benefits and resources, but with each other. She says they hope for another 25 years, but say funding continues to be an issue they need to solve. The fate of a new emergency services building in Elgin is now up in the air after voters there rejected a $4.5 million referendum last week. The referendum would have created the building to house the fire department, ambulance service, and emergency management. The referendum failed on a 314-350 vote. The city of Elgin now will go back to the drawing board to find another way to have that building built. As temperatures begin to drop, keep an eye and ear out for signs of a natural gas leak. Those signs could include the smell of rotten eggs, a hissing sound near appliances, or visual cues like blowing dirt, bubbling water, or discolored vegetation. You should also keep your exterior vents clear of snow and debris to avoid gas buildup in the home. If you notice the smell of gas or notice any of these signs, move to a safe location and call 911. You're listening to WRDN News.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Minnesota Republican U.S. Senate candidate Royce White plans to bounce back after last week's loss to incumbent Amy Klobuchar. The former NBA player says he's looking forward to running against Senator Tina Smith in 2026. White's 16-point defeat is the closest a GOP candidate has gotten to Klobuchar in her four runs for U.S. Senate. 2 years ago, he ran for Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's 5th district seat, but lost to Cicely Davis in the primary. Police in Wisconsin have arrested a 13-year-old who said they tried to bring a rifle into an elementary school. That happened Thursday morning at Roosevelt Elementary School in Kenosha. Officers say the teen tried to get through several doors, but they were all locked. When he went in the front door, police say school staffers stopped the teen and asked him what he was doing. Initially, the teen was reported to have some suspicious bags, but Kenosha police later said he had a rifle. The teen was arrested. No one was hurt. Superintendent Jeff Weiss says school staffers were heroic. Police say the situation could have ended with a tragedy. A Republican legislator says that the high number of school referendums that passed asking taxpayers for more money shows the state's system to pay for schools is working. Waukesha State Representative Scott Allen said there's nothing wrong with giving local taxpayers more control over their local schools. Nearly 100 local school districts in Wisconsin asked voters for tax increases this fall. 70% of those passed. Wisconsin's State Superintendent Jill Utterly says the wave of local referendum questions is proof that Wisconsin's school funding system is broken. Devin LeMahieu is set to return as the Republican majority leader of the Wisconsin Senate. In a press release, LeMahieu said the top issues for Republicans this upcoming legislative session will be returning the state's funding surplus to families. LeMahieu of Utsberg served as majority leader during both the 21-22 and 23-24 sessions and has been in the legislature since 2015. The Republican caucus elected him to the position during a Thursday meeting. The Republican majority in the Senate shrunk from 22-11 to 18-15 after Tuesday's election. Several animals are safe after a large fire near a Walworth County pet kennel.
The fire happened in a hay barn near Lollipop's Pet Resort in the town of Delavan Thursday morning. Firefighters contained the fire in the barn owned by the Dancing Horses Theater across the highway from the kennel and daycare. 22 dogs were safely moved from their kennels while the fire was being extinguished. The flames didn't spread to the pet resort. No people or animals were hurt. The cause of the fire is being investigated. You're listening to WRDN News.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The Milwaukee County Board is seeking to preserve a popular attraction. Supervisors Thursday approved $30 million toward a $134 million renovation at the Mitchell Park Domes, the Botanical Gardens on Milwaukee's south side. The group in charge of the Dome's reimagined plan, Friends of the Dome, is seeking tax credits to fund the remaining costs. Last year, the county considered tearing down the domes if it couldn't get funding for the renovations. The project now goes to Milwaukee County Executive Director David Crowley for his approval. That project could begin as early as 2027. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The Minnesota Vikings overcome a bad outing from Sam Darnold during a 12-7 win over Jacksonville. Darnold passed for 241 yards and three interceptions in the victory. The Vikings were kept out of the end zone for the entire game. However, Minnesota held Jacksonville to 143 yards of total offense and made a pair of fourth-quarter field goals to take the lead for good. Minnesota's now on a two-game winning streak at 7-2. Minnesota visits the Titans next week. The Minnesota Timberwolves fell in the closing seconds of a 95-94 loss to the Miami Heat at the Target Center. The Wolves led by two with under 10 seconds left in regulation before Nikola Jovic scored a layup and a free throw to put Miami on top for good. Mike Conley missed a three at the buzzer to end the game. Anthony Edwards had 22 points in the losing effort. The Wolves will be at Portland tomorrow night. The Minnesota Wild stole a point during a 2-1 overtime loss to the Blackhawks at the United Center. The Wild trailed by one in the third period before Matt Boldy scored to tie the game with under 5 minutes left in regulation. However, Chicago scored in the second minute of overtime to seal the win. The Wild will host Montreal on Thursday. The Minnesota Golden Gophers collapsed in the fourth quarter of their 26-19 loss to Rutgers on Saturday. The Gophers had a two-point lead when Max Brosmer threw a 17-yard touchdown to Marcus Major in the third quarter. However, Minnesota gave up 12 points in the fourth quarter to give the Scarlet Knights the win. Minnesota will be back home against number 6 Penn State November 23rd.
Keys to Progress in Homeless Awareness, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Houston's Housing First has successfully reduced homelessness in the city by 63% since 2012. This is the reaction of one tenant.
What? I feel like a teenager. I'm that happy. You know, before all the stuff happens to you in life and you get jaded, I feel like a teenager.
Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Finances can be so intimidating, but since I've started using Dave, the banking app, managing my money is much easier. Dave shows me how much I have left to spend after my routine expenses. And if I'm short on cash, Dave's extra cash advances me the money I need, up to $500 in 5 minutes or less. No interest, no credit check, no late fees. Download the Dave app or go to dave.com/easy.
Dave is not a bank. Banking services provided by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Eligibility criteria apply, subject to bank approval. Service and or instant transfer fees may apply. Advances typically approved in 5 minutes.
Giannis Antetokounmpo poured in 43, but the Bucks fell short in a 113-107 loss to the Celtics on Sunday at Fiserv. I'm Bill Scott with sports. That's back-to-back losses for the Bucks, who fall to 2-8 on the season. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole that we're creating. We created it, all of us, me, them, together. I have no doubt we will, but it's not one night. If we'd have won tonight, we still weren't going to be in the hole. You know, we have to play ourselves out of this hole.
College basketball, John Tanjay and Stephen Crowell scored 17 each to lead the Badgers to an 87-56 win over Appalachian State and a 3-0 start to the season. Wisconsin trailed 17-8 in the first half before going on a 24-0 run to take control as their defense locked in.
No doubt. It was that end. We were down 17-9. It was the defensive end. I think 15 straight stops in a row. I mean, that's the maturity and the growth that excited me the most about today, was just watching us defensively start to understand and execute. I think they've always understood, but you got to go do it. And that turned the game.
Badger coach Greg Gard. Women's play. Wisconsin off to a 2-0 start. They knocked off Georgetown 79-61. Marquette dropped to 0-2, falling at Illinois 65-53. More honors for the Brewers. Second baseman Bryce Terang followed up his first Rawlings Gold Glove by being named the Platinum Glove Award winner as the best overall defensive player in the National League. In addition, the Brewers won their second straight National League Gold Glove Award. NFL, the Packers had the weekend off, but the Lions came from 16 down at halftime to beat Houston 26-23 on a last-second 52-yard Jake Bates field goal. Jared Goff tossed 5 interceptions, but the Lions' defense held Houston pointless in the second half to win. Sam Darnold tossed 3 interceptions for the Vikings, but they held off Jacksonville 12-7, and the Bears have now gone 23 straight offensive drives without a touchdown. They fell to the Patriots 19-3. Will host the Packers on Sunday. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all-day freshness.
Forecast for today, we'll have plenty of sunshine, highs upper 40s. Northwest winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear lows mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 40s. For Wednesday, an 80% chance of showers. We'll have highs in the upper 40s. Currently across the region, we do have a clear sky. Pepin and Lake City and Wabasha and Nelson all at 39. Mondovi and Elgalley at 38. Plum City at 36. Here at WRDN, we have a clear sky and 37 with Brad Paisley. She's everything at 722.
Pair of jeans. She looks great in cheap sunglasses. She looks great in anything. She's I want a piece of chocolate. Take me to a movie. She's I can't find a thing to wear. Now and then she's moody. She's a Saturn with a sunroof, with her brown hair blowing. She's a soft place to land and a good feeling knowing. She's a warm conversation that I wouldn't miss for nothing. She's a fighter when she's mad, and she's a lover when she's loving. And she's everything I ever wanted, and everything
talk about her, I go on and on and on. Cause she's everything to me. She's a Saturday out on the town, and a church girl on Sunday. She's a cross around her neck, a cuss word cause it's Monday. She's a bubble bath and candles. Baby, come and kiss me. She's a one glass of wine and she's feeling kinda tipsy. She's the giver I wish I could be, and the stealer of the covers. She's a picture in my wallet, my unborn children's mother. She's the hand that I'm holding when I'm on my knees and praying. She's the answer to my prayer, and she's the song that I'm playing. And she's everything I ever wanted, and everything I need. I talk about her, I go on and on and on. Cause she's everything to me. And someday when I'm 90, she's that wooden rocking chair I want rocking right beside me. Every day that passes, I only love her more. Yeah, she's the one that I'd lay down my own life for. And she's everything I ever wanted, everything I need. She's everything.
A long, long way. I've been longing to see her. When she's around, she takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky.
Maria, love you. Maria, I love you. for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues, doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on them, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs, you don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old round Bell River Valley back roads, way back in the hollow where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close to ditching this town, settling down out here on the outskirts. If I'd have had a lick of damn sense, I'd be on the greener side of that fence. Little starter house we finally outgrown, 1200 feet we're about to add on. Smiling out there watching them, big old yellow bug is about to break ground. While you're shooting all my baby names down, as soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like in our day. If I'd have just stayed, I wouldn't be living in this condo, hanging out with Haley from Toronto. God almighty, baby, we were that close to ditching uptown, putting roots down out here on the outskirts.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Sam Hunt, Outskirts, 732. I'm Brian Winnekins. And good morning and happy Monday. And next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard, our mailing address, so... Or you can also send us a postcard, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. But we'll have birthdays, anniversaries here coming up next hour. Also, we'll have Today in History opening farm markets during the 9 o'clock hour. Also, we'll have an update for you on the escaped monkeys in South Carolina. It's just turned into a creepy, crazy story, but we'll tell you about that here coming up this morning as well. It is Veterans Day today, so please thank a veteran for their service today. There'll be Veterans Day celebrations and activities going on throughout the day today across Western Wisconsin and also at the schools as well. Also, a reminder, no mail today and banks are closed today. Again, no mail and banks closed today. And the markets, though, are still open. So we'll still have our farm markets as well here coming up later on this morning and throughout the day. We're also getting ready for the NAFB convention as I'll be heading to Kansas City bright and early. Wheels up at 5:20 a.m. Wednesday morning from RST going to MCI. Hate early flights. But I'm too cheap to go the night before.
and spend the money on the room. Yeah, it's just how it is. So we'll be broadcasting from the NAFB convention here coming up Wednesday, Thursday, and also on Friday as well. Looking forward to seeing Susan Littlefield and Chip Flory and Mike Pearson as well, Jesse Allen, and a whole cast of characters here coming up this week.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, highs upper 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear and cold, lows mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 40s. For Wednesday, 80% chance of rain, highs upper 40s. Currently across the region, we do have sunshine. Pepin, Lake City, Wabasha, and Nelson at 39. Mondovi and O'Galley, 38. And Clem City, 36. Here at WRDN, sunshine, 37. With Florida Georgia Line. And this is how we roll. It's 7:37.
Get a grip, take a sip of that Fiorite. Trucks jacked up, flat bills flip back. Yeah, you can find us where the party's at. This is how we roll.
We love who we love and we wanna have fun, yeah. We cuss on them Mondays and pray on them Sundays. Pass it around and we dream about one day. Cause this is how we roll. Come on, yo, we
the mud, cutting through the countryside. Baby, this is how we roll.
Call Durand our home. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It won't be.
to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill, losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world where my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. Chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Dan and Shay, Bigger Houses, 751. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. Coming up later this afternoon, we'll have the latest issues affecting rural America and the farm markets, too, with AgriTalk with Chip Flory. That's coming up this morning, or this afternoon, rather, from 1 till 3 here on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Well, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree will be put up today in Midtown Manhattan. Oh, it's that time of year. It's a 74-foot-tall Norway spruce. Wow. It arrived on a flatbed truck Saturday morning after making a 140-mile journey from West Stockbridge, Massachusetts. The tree will be, get this, decorated with 50,000 lights that will be turned on during the annual tree lighting ceremony. That will happen on December 4th. Why wouldn't they do that before Thanksgiving? But imagine that, 50,000 lights. I just want to know how they keep that tree watered, a 74-foot Norway spruce.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
When
when your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
On Friday, November 15th, Netflix and MVP, Most Valuable Promotions, brings you the highly anticipated heavyweight boxing mega event of the year. Jake El Gallo Paul will go toe-to-toe in the ring against Iron Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet. This is the fight the world's been waiting for. Don't miss these epic showdowns live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Watch Paul versus Tyson live Friday, November 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only on Netflix.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Life ain't always beautiful. Sometimes it's just plain hard. Life can knock you down, it can break your heart. Life ain't always beautiful. You think you're on your way, and it's just a dead end road at the end of the day. But the struggles make you stronger, and the changes make you wise. And happiness has its own way of taking its sweet time. No, life ain't always beautiful. Tears will fall sometimes. Life ain't always beautiful, but it's a beautiful ride. Life ain't always beautiful. Some days I miss your smile. I get tired of walking all these lonely miles. And I wish for just 1 minute I could see your pretty face. Yes, I can dream, but life don't work that way. And the changes make me wise. And happiness has its own way of taking its sweet time. No, life ain't always beautiful, but it's a beautiful ride. What a beautiful ride.
promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance. Never settle for the path of least resistance. Living might mean taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out,